This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Someone in town, just as Healthy Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show's all about living better. It's about taking you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Why? Because we were designed to thrive, not just barely make it. We were designed to really live a great life, be full of energy, and be able to go to that next level. In this show, we want to help you do that. Coming up, I got some great tips about fitness and weight loss this hour. You don't want to miss that. Great stuff happening here. We got Jim in Oklahoma City. Sent us an email. He says, in the last few months, I've had several bouts with the flu. Is there any way to prevent this? Well, a couple of things, Jim, you want to focus on. Of course, it's building the immune system. That's the key. And in building the immune system, there's a couple of tips. I mean, your eating habits, in my opinion, I think are very important, because what you eat, what you put inside your body becomes your body. And your immune system, if you eat a lot of the junk processed foods, a lot of heavy sugars, it can lower the immune system pretty significantly. But if you increase the fruits and vegetables, which only about 1.5% of Americans actually eat now, if you increase the fruits and vegetables that many times, that will boost the immune system quite a bit, because you're going to get tons of vitamin C and vitamin E and a lot of the antioxidants out of these fruits and vegetables that can make such a huge impact in your overall health. So, again, one of the great tips and starting points of getting yourself where you need to be. That's key. Now, if you can look at supplementation, of course, I'm a big fan of vitamin D. And D3 has been researched and studied now so much that we know that getting your D levels up between about 60, 70 to 90 on the blood test makes an enormous difference, a huge difference in our immune system. So when you look at colds and flus, bacteria, viruses, and the ability of catching those or having those kind of be more prevalent in your body on a regular basis, it's because your immune system's low. And when the immune system gets low, you have to do some things to build it back up. And that's one of the big keys to be able to do that. So get your doctor to check some lab work and see where the vitamin D3 levels are. That is a big key. Many times you'll find people that have recurring infections have low D levels. And the two definitely go hand in hand. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website and listen to On Call Radio, of course. A lot of myths and facts about blood clots that we see. Of course, DVT, the deep vein thrombosis, is potentially a dangerous blood clot that can form in any deep vein without you knowing it. And if it breaks free, it can travel through your body and eventually lodge itself in the arteries and lungs. Well, the problem is, there's such a big risk in the public health sector of this. There's been almost a call to action. The U.S. Surgeon General has seen, and we're seeing so much of this, that the DVT and the pulmonary embolism has become a challenge. Stanford University Medical Center in California, as well as the co-founder and medical board chairman of the Grand Rounds, Dr. Rusty Hoffman, he said, if you're young and healthy, here's some myths and truths about it with DVT. So, again, anyone can get a blood clot. You don't have to be someone in your elder years to get that. You can be very young and still get it. It depends on the physiology of the body and what actually is happening on the inside. So the myth is you're young and healthy, so you don't have to worry about it. Well, the DVT does not discriminate. Dr. Hoffman said, while it's true that as you age, you have a slightly higher risk, many people that they see with DVTs are in their 20s and 30s that this can happen to. So if the DVT is going to form, there's really nothing you can do to stop it. So your likelihood of getting a blood clot, that's a myth. There's nothing you can do. Well, your likelihood of getting the blood clot is based on other factors related to your health, several of which you have control over. So these include obesity, smoking, taking birth control pills, immobility, and dehydration. So staying healthy, exercising, drinking lots of water, and quitting smoking. And often said, it's really not that hard. I tend to agree. So pregnant women also have an increased risk of developing a DVT until about 6 weeks postpartum. And having the surgery or breaking a bone also raises your risk if you're immobilized. So talk to your doctor about how to avoid DVTs in this kind of situation. It's another big myth. You'll know if you have a DVT because you'll feel a lot of the pain in your leg or your thigh. It's one of the big warning signs that you have one of these going on. A lot of the pain in the leg and thigh. Well, that's a myth because the fact is the most important indicator of a DVT is swelling. Said Hoffman. So the vast majority of people feel pain in the leg or thigh, but Hoffman pointed out that there are many reasons for leg pain, not for the swelling. The swelling many times can lead into a blood clot. Another symptom that they see typically in a lot of patients is low back pain in the pelvic area, specifically the sacrum at your tailbone. If you have pain and or swelling, you're suspecting a DVT, go to the emergency room, an ultrasound, can diagnose a clot pretty easily. Now, another one is the only way to combat the, this is a myth, by the way, only way to combat economy class syndrome is to buy a seat in first class. When you're flying, by the way, most people associate flight-related blood clots to the altitude or the size of your seat, but really has everything to do with the movement of your legs. Instead, adding if a blood clot could show up while flying is actually rare, so the best way to avoid a DVT on an airplane or even sitting at your desk is to move your legs. Suggest that put the pedal to the metal movement. It doesn't bother me. I shake and move my leg all the time. I don't like to sit. It's just one of my deals. And, of course, if you constantly get up, one of the big deals, if you're on a flight more than 2 hours or if you're sitting at your desk more than 2 hours, get up and walk around for about 10 minutes. And that'll make a big difference in the circulation and the blood flow for what you'll need. And that's what Hoffman recommended. So, again, DVTs, we're seeing them more and more, and something that's not talked about. I mean, it's just not like the hot topic of the day by any means, but it is something that we all need to be aware of, and it's not just for, you know, elder people, it's for us. I mean, if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, making sure that you stay active, that you're not sedentary, which we tend to get when we get into a place where we get into work and all of that. So you want to get into in a position where you really can begin to thrive and not just barely make it. It goes down to the choices that we make every single day. And does. It matters. But we have to begin to make better choices for our health. And when it comes to exercise, which a lot of folks don't do, when you get out and you can set aside some time, I'm a big fan of setting aside about 15 minutes a day. So even if you don't do anything else, and you can get out and walk for 15 minutes, or ride a bike, or a stationary bike, or get on a treadmill. Have your life set up where there's no excuses. Have your life set up so really you can begin to function and to thrive and to do well and not be so dependent on everybody else. I mean, you know what I mean? As far as getting to a place where it's not about the weather, it's not about you don't have a partner, it's not about you don't have someone to exercise with. Make it so there's no excuses. Because you're always going to find one. It's raining outside, it's too cold, it's too hot. You find the way to do it. If you find a way to do it, you're going to be successful. And circulation, aerobic activity for our cardiovascular system is absolutely vital for optimal health. And with DVTs, deep vein thromboses, and the blood clots, it's beyond essential. Coming up, more information to empower your health, and we're going to jump into the calls.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
You and show you that really there are ways to go to that next level, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. And it comes down to our choices. The most powerful tool that we have in our toolbox is the power to choose. And that can, the amazing part about that is, even if life is throwing you certain circumstances now, you can make some radical changes and really transform them for the better. But you have to want to do that. It has to come to you, and you have to want that. So when you get to the place where you want it, then that's where you're going to get the victory. It really is that simple. So, for example, losing weight. You can say, well, I sure would love to lose weight, or you know, I saw this thing on TV, or I'm going to get started on a new diet on Monday. You know, it's like almost like Monday never comes. And if you get that made-up mind, if you have that mindset that nothing's going to keep you from your success at losing weight, or nothing's going to keep you. You know, if you're 45 or 50 and you're taking four medications and you said, enough, I'm done, and I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm not going to let myself get into my 60s and 70s being dependent on medications and not transforming my lifestyle, working 80 hours a week, working myself into an early grave, and having low energy levels, barely enough energy to focus and take care of my family and be a part of there. I mean, enough of it. So if you get to that level and get to that place, then it's like the pain and pleasure concept. Tony Robbins talks a lot about that in his teachings and that sort of thing. If you've ever listened to him about pain and pleasure, and it's just old school psychology, really. I mean, everybody really kind of got into that, but it's the way we're designed. You're either going to lean toward pain, and it's going to move you toward pleasure. If you get into pleasure, you're going to find out what brings you pleasure, and then you're going to focus on that. But that's what creates the change, is getting to one of those areas. But if you get into enough pain, then you'll begin to transform. You'll move away from that, whatever it takes. And again, when it comes to weight loss, fitness, health, any major disease process that you can manage. I mean, obviously, if it's some kind of genetic issue or stage 4 cancer, you can still make strides, but you may be limited on your recovery ability. So if you are in a place that you can really thrive, then making better choices is what it comes down to. And that's the power that we have. That's what I love about that, is that we really have that power to choose to go to that next level. But we have to make that decision. Nobody else can do that for us. We have to do that. And at the end of the day, if you make that decision to do that, then you're going to win. And everybody else around you will win as well. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find out information there and find one of our team members in your area as well. Let's go to the phones and talk with Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
I want to know, what's the difference between buying vitamins, say, at Walmart versus a health food store? And whatever the difference is, what vitamins do you recommend?
It's a really good question. I mean, the deal is, when you look at vitamins, there is a difference, first and foremost. So a lot of people say, well, you know, one costs $5, another's $40. What's the difference? I want the $5 one. Well, you get what you pay for. I mean, the quality is there. I mean, think about it. In supplements, they have ingredients, and you've got synthetic ingredients, you've got whole food ingredients, and you've got ones that work well and ones that don't. I mean, it's just that simple. So you do, with vitamins and supplements, you get what you pay for. If somebody's marketing whole food, organic, you're going to pay a little bit more, but the quality is going to be more. And I mean, the reality is, you probably have to go through 4 or 5 bottles of the $5 one to get the same dosage and strength and quality as the $40 one. So it's kind of like you're going to spend the money anyway. You might as well spend it on something that actually works. It's the same with our health care. People don't get it. They're starting to get it. And the younger generation definitely is getting it, because they're investing in more healthy eating patterns and habits, going more for whole foods and that sort of thing. as far as their daily eating habits versus a lot of the fast food and processed food. And they're jumping in and making these better food choices because they know that they can live healthier, they can have less chance of disease, and they'll spend less money later on in their latter years on healthcare costs. And it's true. I mean, eat like you want, do what you want. That philosophy of the baby boomer generation. Now the baby boomers are kind of like, well, wait a minute. How come I'm taking a bunch of medications and the doctor's diagnosed me with all these health challenges? What is the deal? Well, the deal is you came up in a generation that pretty much did whatever they want. And you lived in that and you made those choices. Not that it's your fault, but it's just one of those situations where if you knew better, you'd do better. Well, now you know better, so we can make better choices. Here's the great news about all this. With the whole choice concept, you know, making good choices and bad choices by our lifestyle, the good news is that the body is powerful and it can regenerate. And each day, old cells die off, new cells form. And we can get a brand new body roughly every couple of years, the way it regenerates in the pattern. Some areas take a little bit longer. But what's incredible about that is it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter about the choices that we've made in the past. We can make new choices. And when you do, your body can transform. It's incredible and powerful to know that we have that kind of power in the palm of our hand that can literally transform everything that we do. So if you've been sick, or the doctors have diagnosed you somewhere, just know you can make better choices. And it comes down to your eating habits, your sleeping habits, exercise habits, and your emotional environment that you have, physical environment, toxins in the environment. It's pretty basic. I mean, health is not difficult. Health is pretty simple. And if you manage some of the core principles about living a healthy lifestyle, then you can win. But if you don't, then that'll put you in a really tough spot. On this show, we want to help you win and help you get there. A lot of information is on the website. We're going to take some calls here when we come up. Also, I've got our food of the hour. You don't want to miss it because it's one of the foods that I think is a powerful superfood. Anti-cancer, great cardiovascular benefits. It's incredible. We'll be right back to talk about that. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least five suspicious packages addressed to prominent liberal and Democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contain potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were on it? And then try to trace it back to where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With the with all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Team that we're building all around the country to be able to help you and help you go to that next level with your health and with your life. Food of the hour that we want to talk about. We want to talk about cucumbers. So cucumbers are incredible. And remember, food can either bring health to the body or it will take health out of the body. Depends on which way you go and the kind of foods that you have. But cucumbers are loaded with all kinds of phytonutrients, as we call them. A lot of anti-inflammatory benefits, anti-cancer benefits, and strong antioxidants. So the flavonoids are really strong. The lignans are really strong in them. And the health benefits all the way around are fantastic. And cucumbers are a valuable source of conventional antioxidant nutrients, including vitamin C, beta-carotene, manganese as well. In addition, the cucumbers contain numerous flavonoid antioxidants, along with quercetin, and lutein, and a lot of the animal studies have been done on the fresh extracts from cucumbers have been shown to provide specific antioxidant benefits, including increased scavenging of the free radicals, which is powerful. Now, the anti-inflammatory activity. It inhibits the pro-inflammatory enzymes, cyclooxygenase 2, or COX-2 as we call them. And by preventing the overproduction of nitric oxide in situations where it could increase the likelihood of excess inflammation as well. And the anti-cancer benefits are pretty amazing with this. The research on the anti-cancer benefits of cucumber is still in the preliminary stage and has been restricted so far to lab and animal studies. So interestingly, however, many pharmaceutical companies are actively studying one group of compounds found in cucumber. And it's in the hope that the research may lead to the development of new anti-cancer drugs. So these components, they combine with A, B, C, and D, and E, have all been identified with fresh cucumbers. And, of course, the second group of these phytonutrients are known to provide anti-cancer benefits, and they're called lignans. So multiple lignans are found in the cucumbers themselves, and they have a reduced risk of the estrogen-related cancers, including cancers of the breast, ovary, uterus, and prostate, have been associated with the dietary lignans from the plant foods like cucumber. So a lot of great benefits. And that's what's so great about foods. Remember, foods can bring health to the body in a very powerful way if we eat the right kinds and we make the right decisions and make the right choices. And we should be good to go with that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to George now. Hi, George.
Concerning granuloma annulare, skin condition that I have.
Well, granuloma, depending on the severity of it, one of the big keys, I mean, as your dermatologist is probably guiding you in this, one of the keys for that is making sure that your body has lowered, well, the lowest possible amount of inflammation in the digestive tract. You accomplish that by eating the right kind of food. So cutting out dairy products, wheat products, any kind of bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, just for a short period of time. See if you have any negative or positive reactions by doing that. Then you can get some testing done for different foods, food allergy testing, which can be very, very helpful too. And a lot of the cyst-type formation that happens in the body many times can happen due to a lack of the body to be able to break down proteins effectively. And if the body doesn't break down the proteins well, that's where the challenge really begins there. So I kind of encourage you to look at that. And your physician can kind of guide you. They can do some blood testing. But look at your overall digestive patterns. I mean, if you digest well, it's no big deal. But if you don't, then it is. And, of course, you can do things like apple cider vinegar. They can increase the stomach acid itself so it can break down the proteins better. Because that's typically what happens. What happens is when you start throwing off excess histamine some, and even they talked about with any kind of cystic formation in the body at any level, you want to cut down the inflammatory process. And the way to do that typically is to get the proteins to break down just a little bit more. But that's something I would look into. Also look into the omega-3 fatty acids, because cod liver oil or even salmon oil, krill oil, any of those can make a dramatic difference in, you know, your overall health and for your skin, especially with a condition like that. You want to do everything you can to build and as far as supporting the body all the way around. All right, 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. So much is going on with our health. And I tell you, with basal cell carcinoma, has been popping up a lot, literally. And it's a form of skin cancer. And of all the types to treat, the basal cell, really they're saying, dermatologists are saying now, that it's the most frequently seen. About 1 million Americans are diagnosed with the disease each year. In addition to being quite common, the basal cell carcinoma is also one of the easiest types of skin cancer as well. So where to find it? Well, of course, the basal cell can pop up anywhere on the skin, but most likely be found in the areas that you see the most sun with. So, of course, it just depends, but it can be certain areas. The American Cancer Society said that while doing your monthly skin exam, here's what to look for on the spot size of basal cell carcinoma. So scaly skin, look for a flat spot that might be skin-toned or brown that's also a little bit scaly in texture. Look at open wounds as well. So any open wound on the skin that won't heal, if it's bleeding or has some fluid coming out, that could be an issue. Bumps as well. Any smooth, shiny, or waxy-looking bump that is peak red or white in color, maybe darker on people that have darker skin. These bumps often turn into crusty, and dip down in the middle, and they may bleed and have tiny blood vessels in them. You want to be cautious of those. A white patch on the skin that looks like a scar is another one. It's rare, but it's less noticeable on the other sides. And then a pink spot. Any raised pink patch of skin may be crusty or depressed in the middle. Could possibly be a form of basal cell carcinoma. So keeping an eye on the skin and getting regular checkups with your dermatologist is going to make a big difference as well. So a lot of the risk factors for the basal cell is too much exposure to the sun, although anyone really can develop it. And don't forget, with a basal cell, you always want to look at the inside out. So whatever's going on inside the digestive system is going to make an impact on the skin. The reason is that the skin is the largest organ that we have. And understanding that, then it's not just what the sun does to us, but we have to look at our environment. We also have to look at what we put inside of our body every single day, the foods that we use every single day, and the nutrition that we put inside of our body. All of that makes an enormous impact on the cells of our skin. And so if you don't have the right things going in, then you can't make the right kind of cells, right? Pretty simple, just like for anything else. So one of the things we know about the risk factors, number one, exposure to the sun. So you got to look at the hours you spend in the sun, and that will determine a lot of your risk factor. Light skin, so if you're fair-skinned, you're likely to burn and freckle, so you're at an elevated risk already. The male gender, men are at greater risk than women of getting basal cell. And, of course, the family history, so if you have a close relative that has basal cell, then your risk goes up. Compromised immunity, too. So if your immune system is weakened from a chronic health condition or medication, your risk will go up as well. So the bottom line is on basal cell skin cancer is that knowing the risk factors and warning signs of basal cell skin cancer makes it possible for you to catch the condition at an early stage, which is easier to treat than the serious complications that can develop. So, of course, you want to check your skin often at least once a month and point out any warning signs or concerns to your doctor. And really the bottom line is that if you take care of your skin, shield it from the sun, then you're going to protect yourself in a great way from the basal cell carcinoma. And, you know, always want to do that. Use sunscreen. Something I did early on as a young person, and it was just almost some sunscreen wasn't that even that prevalent. But I had family members that had skin cancer, and I saw what happened and just some of the challenges they faced, and it kind of freaked me out as a kid, really. I didn't know anything about health, and I definitely wasn't a physician at that point. But I just knew that I didn't want that. I didn't want people cutting places off my skin, and even though it's not that big of a deal, but when you're younger, you see it, and you're just like, wow, it's kind of a big deal. So anyway, focus on that. Take good care of your skin. It's so vital. And from the inside out, make sure you're always using some type of protection. I think that's usually very, very helpful along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So our choices matter every single day. Nathan in Birmingham, he says, how important is vitamin C to a daily diet? And what's the best way to get it? Vitamin C is absolutely critical. It's one of those vitamins which we get in a lot of our foods. But you find vitamin C in just about every cell in the body. And when it leaves the cells or depletes from the cells, we know it because so much can happen. And your immune system can drop. Everything can really drop. So getting the right kind of vitamin C is important. Fruits and vegetables, in my opinion, are one of the best places to get it. And because we don't eat that much of it, we're usually pretty deficient. And supplements can work, and they're fine if you want to do higher dose. But the best form of natural vitamin C are found in fruits and vegetables. And literally, the impact they can have on the body for our overall health, staggering. Coming up, we'll jump in, grab more of your questions. You know, there's some new research I think you want to catch up on. Plus, we're going to get into some social media, so you don't want to miss that as well. All of that is coming up. Go to the website, oncallradio.com. You can check us out there and look for our lifestyle providers if you need some help in your area.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores Take Theralac more than any other brand. Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Coaches and team members available that can help you do that. If you don't really know where to start, then that's what they're there for. Powerful. When we get on there, of course, you'll get tips from me, of course, throughout that as well. Heart palpitations and AFib is kind of a hot topic. And I mean, cardiovascular health in general is always on the forefront, making sure that we're making the right moves and you know, again, eating the right kind of foods, exercising the right way. But atrial fibrillation is kind of that flutter that can happen. It's a racing that can happen. And some people think it may be anxiety or a panic attack, or it may be a heart issue. Well, John Day, who's the director of Heart Rhythm Services, it's at Intermountain Medical Center in Salt Lake City. He said, pounding in the chest, difficulty breathing, chest pain, and discomfort of feeling dizzy or lightheaded are more panic attack symptoms. And they can overlap with the AFib symptoms. So sudden onset is another cause as well. So either of them can really start at the same time. So how do you know if it's AFib or really a panic attack? Well, a single panic attack can last a few minutes to an hour. And a type of arrhythmia called a supraventricular tachycardia, or an SVT, can make your heart beat as much as 150 to 250 times a minute. This is a heart arrhythmia, most likely to be mistaken for a panic attack. An episode of the SVT can last about 5 seconds or until your doctor does something to stop it, they said. So length of time doesn't really distinguish between the two. One difference with AFib, though, is that the irregular heartbeat symptoms start and stop suddenly. So with a panic attack, your heart rate slowly returns to normal. Another difference is, just so you know, is that your heartbeat in atrial fibrillation is very erratic. So you have two or three beats that are super fast, and then two or three that are slower than two or three, so it'll make different rhythm movements. And with a panic attack, it's going regular, but it's fast. So within a panic attack, it'll be boom, 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 boom. It'll just be steady. But with an AFib, it can change differently. Boom, 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 boom. And it just makes a different rhythm. And that's really how a lot of times when you're listening to the heart, that they can kind of figure that out. So, again, go to your physician. The bottom line is, if anything weird starts happening to your heart, and a flutter starts happening or a racing starts happening, you want to call them immediately and make sure. And go see them, you know, your doctor. Just get a simple physical exam, have some testing done. All of that can help tremendously in what you're doing there. So the AFib is something you want to keep an eye on. See your doctor. And age, it does matter. But, you know, again, really, somebody can have AFib younger, and they can be going through a panic attack. So they both could be happening. You just have to make sure to see the doctor to figure that out. They're going to be the ones that can really, really check it out and give you the clues with the EKG and everything else says. 888-283-7272. Go to the phones and talk with Joan. Hi, Joan. Hello, Joan. You with us? We lost Joan there. Well, we've got Stan in Texas. He wants to know what to do in an email. Wants to know what to do with strength training. He says that he's been struggling with gaining an extra 15 pounds. And what can he do, he says, to gain some extra weight? It's kind of funny because we always get what to do to lose weight. But, you know, gaining weight is another option, too. Sometimes if you're wanting to put some muscle on, and be stronger, which is pretty common as well. A lot of guys are wanting to do that. It's good because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you are thinner and you want to be more athletic, maybe to play sports or just to feel good about yourself, there's ways to do that. And typically I always say you have to go into pretty solid resistance training at least 3 days a week. I think 4 days a week is better, but at least 30 minutes. And you got to push yourself, too. It's not, you can't just go in there and do a bunch of high-rep training where you're doing 15, 20 repetitions on bench press or bicep curls or squats. You really want to get in and go through the lower rep range because as you make a muscle stronger, it tears down and it adapts and it becomes larger. It's part of Wolf's Law. So as you go in, whether it's, it doesn't matter if it's a squat or bent over rows or bench press or shoulder press, you want to get, of course, with good form and having someone help you, you want to make sure that you're doing that as to what we call failure. So that's going to about 8-9 repetitions to where that last one, you can barely get it up, just barely. And if you go into that level of fatigue, that's where you start to push the muscle past its limits, and that's enough to get it to grow. So that's the key. Now, your eating habits. I would say working out and exercise, if you're wanting to get bigger and stronger, is probably 20%. And you're eating what you do outside of the gym, 80%. So on the 80%, what does that mean? Well, 5 to 6 meals a day, but still stick with whole foods. Don't eat a bunch of junk food to gain weight. So you still want to do the protein rule, which is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, provided there's no kidney issues. And that's going to be enough to give you the lean mass that you need and then to support enough as far as structurally to be able to keep enough muscle and to build. Then, of course, you've got to get about 30% of your diet in healthy fats and then about 40% roughly in carbohydrates. And I like to stick with vegetables, fruits and vegetables, and then, of course, your sweet potatoes, your brown rice, beans, peas. Those are fantastic. So, again, it's about putting a game plan together and being consistent. A lot of that information is at the website as well. But it's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.